So, I'd like to call to order a meeting of the Joint Audit Committee of the New York City Municipal Water Finance Authority and the New York City Water Board. I'm the chair, Max von Hollwig. We have a couple items on the agenda this morning. Call the roll. That was my first item. It's right here. It says ask Al Moncure to call the roll.
Mr. von Hollwig?
Present.
Mr. Martinez?
Robert L. Burns for Commissioner Martinez.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Clotin?
Mr. Chisholm? Yes. Mr. Klein? Yes. We have a form. Thank you. First official action is to approve the minutes of the last meeting of the Audit Committee, which was held on October 10th, 2012. A copy of those draft minutes have been circulated to the board members for their review, and I'd ask for a motion to approve that resolution.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Any discussion or opposition? Hearing none, the motion is approved. The next order of business is our annual review and acceptance of the accountant's management letter. And at this point, I'd like to introduce Michelle Levine, the comptroller of the authority, who can discuss where we are right now with the letter.
Actually, I'm going to ask Glenn Friedrich to come to speak about it in a moment, but I just want to say there are two comments of some significance that remain on the management letter, but we have resolved several other comments. A much better year and showing some progress. And the two comments that remain, I'll talk about a little bit. More information is needed. Steve Wallace is here as well. One item that has been an issue for the authority for many years is the fixed asset accounting and the inability to easily reconcile the changes in construction work in progress and fixed assets with the capital spending in the new Vermont Proceeds Fund for Company in the city for the capital work. It really has to do with the fact that the city system is different from the internal systems of DEP and that there is not an easy way of determining the details behind the construction in progress balance across the way the account is done. DEP has, after significant consideration from the controller's office and us, and DEP has decided to adopt a methodology that the city recently adopted, which would accumulate spending on capital projects and automatically generate capital assets in the system. And that way, you can actually see which costs are being capitalized and when, and would allow us to have a work in progress detail ledger, at least for new projects as they come on. So, DEP is in the process of figuring out how to implement this because it's a big change for them. All of their current capital projects are recorded at an extremely detailed level in the fixed asset system at the time that they are put online, but all that detail is not usually reported during the construction process, so they need to go through and work with their capital divisions in order to make sure that they can put in sufficient detail at the front end so that the assets that get recorded at the back end automatically is accurate and useful. We are aiming to have that in place for fiscal 14, and I think that we're well on the way. The next issue is also a long-term issue, and that relates to the customer information system and the fact that we have not had a valid aging report because of the practice of canceling and rebilling customers when there are adjustments needed. This is being addressed in two ways. One is our automated meter reading, which is actually allowing there to be many fewer estimated bills that need to be canceled or adjusted, and also by some changes to the CIS system that have been programmed currently by IBM, which we hope to have some testing for.
Again, would like to reiterate what Michelle just talked to you all about. I mean, we have previously spoken about the fixed assets and the issues that are involved with trying to reconcile those particular items. And it clearly just represents an issue, as Michelle said, with the construction of the parking lots. We did make tremendous leaps and bounds this year, and it was a concerted effort with Michelle's management team as well as the controller's office to come to a resolution whereby this year's audit, as I had expressed to you gentlemen previously, was a lot better. We were able to get comfort and level of detail. So the only issue that still exists, as Michelle said earlier, is the fact that you are not able to drill down in the construction work in progress to a level of detail. You just can't produce a CWIP listing, as we would call it, at a point in time, which would give us the level of detail that would reconcile to the bond proceeds. So we can see what gets transferred in, we can see what gets transferred out. So by process of elimination, you know that the dollar that's left is CWIP is good, but the detail is just, it's not there to be audited per se. But you get comfortable by auditing everything else around it, which we did, and we were able to obtain the detail. So again, as Michelle said, this is something that's going to take some time. Clearly, management takes it seriously. They worked on it this year, and a tremendous amount of effort went into this audit to get it done, or at least to attempt to get it done, and it was done in a much more efficient and effective manner, whereby we were extremely comfortable with the end product, but we still have to see the WIP schedule, and I think ultimately we will get there. It's just, it takes time. And then with regards to the CIS system, improvements were made in this year, whereby we just did the revenue division, and as Michelle said earlier, the issue becomes with the credits. You know, any time in the past credits were issued, your agent, you know, restarted or reset to zero. So you didn't get a true agent. So your reserves associated with receivables, one could argue, weren't as accurate as they could be. However, management did a lot of other things to ensure the validity of those allowances. But again, there's a lot of manual processes that went on that typically for an organization this size, it should be automated. And I think that's what they're striving to do, and clearly, you know, it's reflected in their response. So we are fine with management's responses. They still do represent a material weakness, just given the magnitude of these potential items on the financial statements. But the effort and initiative is there that we're hopeful, as Michelle said, within the next year or two, these items will look like this, or at least next year, the level of magnitude, you know, gets minimized.
If I could just add one more thing, I think it's important to note the very high level of cooperation and effort on the part of the City Controller's Office and the Financial Information Services Agency in developing reports that help the auditors get comfortable with the construction of the property.
Recognizing that it hasn't been implemented yet, does Deloitte feel that the new system that will be migrated to by 2014 will give you the granularity that you previously lacked that will allow you to...
We're hopeful, but until you see
it, it's hard to say.
Kind of
sure.
Putting the carriage in front of the horse right now.
Right.
I can give you 100% certainty, but we're hopeful. I mean, obviously...
It sounds good.
We rely on that.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the chances.
Yes, yes, sir.
And are you all testing that projected granularity with Deloitte as you make progress toward your 2014 deadline? That is, do they know and are they looking at what your plans are for enhancing the system as the enhancements are being put in place?
So there's a two-part answer. First is that we're not at that point yet. The program is still being done. And the second part is that Deloitte has a little bit of a balancing act to play. We are certainly planning to show them what we're doing, and should they have any comments or recommendations to share with us, they can. But as our independent auditors, they're not really permitted to be involved in the designing and implementation and testing.
It would impact her. But nonetheless, Michelle and management, you talk with us and are open with the process and the procedures that are being implemented or that are currently taking place. So we do have conversations along those lines. You know, they're just telling us. If there's anything that would raise a red flag, clearly we would, you know, interject our thoughts, but we're not involved with the process.
Is there a, might you all construct a Chinese wall between you then and some other part of Deloitte?
No, because if we consult again, it just gets into, you know, the independence you have, independent facts and perception. And we couldn't consult when we're audit, performing audit services. If our consulting firm is like the same thing to the city as a whole, we're precluded to provide consulting services to the city unless...
Which would be material.
Correct.
Of course.
But it's the same thing here. We could not do that. And that's why, you know, Michelle did go out and hire KPMG at the time for a particular study as it relates to this. And we looked at it last August and made sure that we just checked them out.
I guess, is there anything we should be doing that we're not doing?
From this, you know, my answer is you're doing everything currently. It just takes time. And these systems, as Michelle can talk to, Weapon and I, have been in place forever. And to change a system, it's just not a simple switching of the, you know, the lever. It takes time, and there's a lot of testing that goes on, data testing, and then also taking the information, for instance, of the DEP, and then putting it into FMS, the converting, and making certain that everyone's comfortable on that the information that the system generates meets everyone's needs, desires, or wants. And so it does take some time. I mean, the exercise that we went through this summer, as Michelle said, the Comptroller's Office and FISA, while it seems pretty generic, benign, you know, ordinary, it took some time. I mean, and FISA was able to produce it, but clearly it took some time just to generate what would be perceived as some simple reports, but it took some time. So to change the system or the voting, it's significant. And it's difficult. I mean, these things don't happen overnight, unfortunately.
The audit committee would like, either as a group or individually, some update on these projects at a certain time. We are certainly happy to either convene the group or email information about that.
The completion of the analysis, which is scheduled in 2015, would be helpful to me. And I had one other, and this may be petty, and if it is, I hope you'll forgive me for it. But if you go back to management's response at the last page 5, the second sentence there, which speaks to our confidence with knowing what the proceeds are financing, begins with the phrase, "the concerns raised by the auditors notwithstanding," which I thought minimized the importance of a 5-year continuing finding of material weakness.
If I could, that the auditor's finding does not in any way contradict the determination that bond proceeds are only used for appropriate water purposes. What they have pointed out is a weakness in our reconciliation process, but on the front end, before any bond proceeds are ever applied, we have a comprehensive legal review of the specific purpose of the expenditures. So we know on the input side that absolutely nothing that's not appropriate for Water Authority bond financing is being financed. That doesn't belittle the importance of being able to reconcile and provide the detail.
Michelle, let me try Al's question from earlier in a slightly different way. Do you and your staff feel that you understand the underlying granularity challenges that have in the past been complications for Deloitte's process sufficiently well that you would have a good sense, understanding that Deloitte can't ride herd with you on it, that, you know, this seems to be solving the problem that has bedeviled us for the last few years?
Yes, I do think we have knowledge.
And at some point the system goes live with new capital budget. You can't retrofit it
backwards. So you can simply, you know, knock on wood, hopefully get the granularity you need going forward, and that's when it goes live. And
But over time, that will allow us to see, like, moving through the system, and what sort of remains to be reconciled, and we may be able to, you know, identify if there is.
Well, there should be a little tail that gets smaller as those projects get to completion.
That's our expectation.
Right.
Which appears on page 7, the last sentence in the second paragraph, I just wondered whether DEP did indeed hire Director Kemp, whose job was to do this, whose job turned out to do this.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what sentence.
2010 update.
DEP has plans to hire a director of accounting.
Yes, and they have. She's been on board for 2 years now.
Okay. Great. Further up on the page, in 2009, this is, I wasn't here in 2009, just a curiosity for me. The very last paragraph on page at the top above management's response says that we have not identified this as a material weakness in the current year. So way back when, how was it identified in 2009?
The very first year it was raised as a material weakness.
Right.
Because we needed to have Deloitte help us to determine our appropriate reserve. The next year we had developed a few reports that allowed us to do that on our own. So at that point, Deloitte downgraded it. So it's still a serious concern, but it's no longer.
I believe it was material weakness in 2009, but I wasn't the partner back then. I mean, we would have to go back.
I think in 2008, it was already downgraded.
Yeah.
In the first year, I think in 2007, they had called it material weakness.
The 2012 update says enhancements are in progress, and depending on the volume of defects and the corrective measures required as a result of testing, the enhancements may be implemented in the first quarter of calendar 2013. Are you all on schedule?
We are close. I'm not certain exactly what that deadline, but I think final design has been agreed to, and a lot of the coding has been done, and some pieces of it I think are already in.
Any other questions? I don't think any formal action is required for us to accept the management letter, but we accept it. I don't think there's any further business. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Any opposition? Hearing none? We are adjourned.